Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Daydream and Listen podcast. My name is Krista. I'm your host. I hope that everyone is doing great and that you all are having a wonderful day so far. For this week's episode, I want to dive into a topic that I haven't really talked about before, and that is men's fashion. So you all know that the majority of my interests in fashion are geared towards women's fashion. Between the work that I did in college and all of my work experience in the fashion industry, basically, have all been for women's fashion. So although I'm mostly interested in women's wear, I still pay attention to some men's wear things, and I can't help but notice that some guys just need help, to put that nicely. Now, I want to talk about men's fashion today with the hopes of offering some suggestions and giving some styling tips, particularly for straight men, because I feel like they need the most help. I'm not trying to like roast anyone here, because honestly, I think that society and like stereotypes sort of hinder straight guys particularly from taking an interest in fashion, which I think it shouldn't be viewed as like a girly thing or like an ultra feminine thing if you're interested in style or just dressing a certain way. And so I think that a lot of guys, I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, but I think a lot of guys might be afraid of taking any sort of fashion risks or just exploring their personal style. So I kind of want to dive into all of that today and help you guys, or help any guys out there. And I know the majority of the listeners of my podcast are probably girls, so ladies, feel free to share this with your brother, your guy friends, your boyfriend, your husband, etc. I'm going to try and offer some tips and suggestions that I feel like are practical, so I don't plan on suggesting a bunch of like designer brands and just like luxury pieces, because I realize that not everybody can afford them. And let's just be honest, I think that just because you have designer brands or you own certain designer pieces doesn't mean you have good style. Like, some designer things are not super fashionable. So just keep that in mind. You can have good style and not have to pay a lot of money for your clothes. So all of that to say, I'm very both nervous and excited to get into this topic, because I don't want guys to get mad at me if I'm like coming for everything that you have in your closet. I'm here to help, okay? So it might be a little bit of criticism, but it's all meant with good intentions. So before we get into this episode topic, let's first discuss the highs and lows of this past week in my life. So beginning with the highs of my week, I started my new job this past week, which is very exciting. And I feel like the first week went really well. I was very nervous just because I feel like the first week can be a little overwhelming, you know, any type of like onboarding things. It's just like a lot of information all at once, but honestly, it went so well. And because my job is currently remote, I was a little bit nervous about that, but everything went super great and I'm very excited just for the future of my job. Another high of the week is I did a little bit of painting just for fun. I painted a hat and a flower pot this week. So guys, if you're looking for a fun craft idea for you and your friends or like your significant other or your siblings, go to Michael's, okay? And these were way in the back of my Michael's store. They have these, they almost kind of look like trucker hats. I don't know if it's like a baseball cap. It doesn't really look like one, but they have these caps there. I think mine was like $2.99 and you can paint on them. I bought a bunch of fabric paint and yeah, it was just super fun. So if you're looking for like a little craft idea, definitely do that. And then yeah, I also painted this flower pot that I had. I got it from Target. I think it was like $3. Same thing, just bought some paint. And now I just need to go to like Lowe's or Home Depot and get some flowers for it. So super fun. And then my other high is I did a little bit of shopping, online shopping. But it wasn't really for clothes. I bought a new book. It is The Four Agreements, which I know is like a New York Times bestseller, so it's nothing like super niche. But I've heard so many great things about this book, and I just started it, and already it's so good. And then I got some new hair care products because I feel like as of late, my hair care routine needs a little bit of a switch up. I have naturally curly hair, and I was using like shampoo and conditioner that was just for normal hair, and I felt like it wasn't good for my hair. I'm sure it had like sulfates and parabens and all that bad stuff in it. And then I was running low on my curl cream that I was using, and overall, like, I just wanted to get new products because I'd seen a lot of people who had like really pretty curly hair, and they were using a lot of these products for their curly hair routines. So I got some Shea Moisture products, and I tried them out the other day, and they worked really well. So we will see. Hopefully they keep working well. And then I also got some new paints. I got some new gouache, which I love gouache. It is my favorite type of paint. I got some of that. And then I also got some new rings in the mail. So all good stuff. And then now for my lows of the week. I guess my only low is just really trying to adapt to my new work schedule. I work, I guess you could say, like unconventional hours. I do not work a 9 to 5. I work 6 to 2. Yes, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I just have to get used to it. I'm a morning person naturally, so the 6 a.m. start doesn't really bother me. It's just, you know, having to figure out like what's a good morning routine and what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my day after 2 p.m. So yeah, I think just the first week was a little rough trying to get used to like, okay, how do I utilize my time wisely? And, you know, what time should I be waking up? What time should I be going to bed? That whole thing. So I guess that would be really my only low for the week. Okay, so those were my highs and my lows of the week. Now let's get into this week's episode topic. I actually want to say that if you are a girl listening to this and you're probably like, oh, this is irrelevant to me, I don't know, this might be entertaining if you want to hear me complain and somewhat roast about guys' fashion. But yeah, if you have a guy in your life, send him the podcast so he can take some notes. Anyways, let's get into this. Okay, so I think the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because I've noticed as of late that a lot of guys don't really have individuality when it comes to their style. They don't really have a sense of personal style. They aren't super expressive and individualistic with fashion. And, you know, that could be for a whole host of reasons, but I think it should just be more acceptable for guys to be more expressive, and it should be acceptable for them to take fashion risks and do things that are personal to them. Because I feel like a lot of guys are just like carbon copies of their friend groups, or like, you know, if there's a celebrity or a musician or someone, like they just, or even athletes, like they just try to dress like them. So I think the first thing that you need to do if you're a guy trying to revamp your wardrobe is to really define what your personal style is. Now, one thing I've noticed in my research, my brief research of this, is that there seems to be like 4 different types of guy styles. Now, I'm sure there's like a boatload more of different style types, but from what I've seen, at least in American fashion, these are the categories. So I think I'm going to go through each of them first and maybe just take some notes and think in your head if you fall under any of these categories. And I think it's totally fine if you want to mix and match categories, like maybe you identify with one category really strongly, but you also like some elements of other categories, okay? So the first style type is the street style guy, borderline e-boy, okay? That is like what we can call this guy's fashion taste. So for him, I feel like he has a lot of interest in sneakers. He's kind of a sneakerhead. Probably wears some type of graphic tee. I feel like for him, silhouettes are more oversized, maybe a little bit baggier. Maybe he has a few core pieces of jewelry in his wardrobe. Maybe he has a dangly earring with a little charm on it, something like that, or like a chain necklace. Probably wears beanies, maybe like a baseball cap. Do guys wear snapbacks still? I remember that was such a big thing back in like the early 2010s, but I don't know, maybe he wears a snapback too. Maybe he wears joggers, I feel like he has some pops of color in his style, and clothing overall might be a little bit more graphic. Like he will have, let me see, like different prints. Maybe he has like an animated character or something like that on a sweater or on a shirt. And I feel like this type of guy is a little bit more experimental, and he looks to different cities like New York, LA, Miami for inspiration. Okay. Our next guy is the indie hipster. I feel like this guy won't admit it, but he likes to dress like a young grandpa. Like that's what he would use to describe his personal style. Probably has a pair of wireframe glasses, whether they're prescription or not. Most likely, his hair is parted down the middle, okay? Probably carries a tote bag with him. He might have a wide-brim hat or one of those like short, scrunched-up beanies. This guy probably likes to thrift, or as he would say, his clothes are vintage. For him, I feel like silhouettes are looser fitting, but they're not overly baggy. They're a little bit tailored. Like for his pants, they're straight leg. So they're not skinny jeans. They're not oversized baggy pants. They're probably just straight leg, if that makes sense. He's most likely wearing cargo pants. He likes to dress in neutral, earthy tones. Probably owns a couple of cardigans. Converse are his go-to pair of shoes, and he probably has some band tees. Okay, the next guy that we're going to talk about, which this personally is my least favorite style, so if you fall under this category, no hard feelings, it's just my least favorite style. This is what I like to call the entrepreneur guy. All right, he's the businessman guy. His silhouettes are so tightly fitting. Everything he wears is super tight, probably a little too tight. He likes to wear monochrome colors. So let's say he has a suit jacket and pants, he's going to match them. He's going to wear that maroon suit jacket with those super tight maroon pants, probably a black belt, something like that. He owns so many button downs, probably a lot of pinstriped or minimal plaid pants, you know what I mean? Like check pants, probably owns loafers or like an Oxford shoe, maybe has a couple pairs of casual sneakers, but like probably not like Air Force Ones or something like that. He probably owns a pair of Chelsea boots. He loves a fitted turtleneck, and I would say he doesn't wear a lot of jewelry. Probably a watch is like his go-to jewelry statement. But everything else is probably really minimal. And our last guy, the last category, is the preppy guy. So this particular guy likes pastel colors. He likes his bright colors, the pastel colors, most likely wears Seersucker, chinos. He likes his specific name brands, so like Vineyard Vines, Izod, things like that. And what else? He probably has things that are monochromed. If it's not his initials, it's like a specific name brand. Most likely owns a pair of aviator sunglasses, and he won't admit it, but he likes to dress as if he has something to prove. Okay. All right, so those are the four categories of guys' fashion that I've noticed, at least. Maybe you fall into one of those categories, like maybe you are hardcore street style e-boy guy, or maybe you're like a little bit of an indie hipster with a bit of preppy in you. So I feel like, you know, maybe analyze what are particular types of fashion or just styles of clothing that you like, and maybe you fall under one of those categories or like a mix of your hybrid of some of them. So that's at least what I've noticed. I think the best thing to do is to really define what your personal style is. And then from there, it's going to be a lot easier to purchase specific pieces because, you know, no one likes to waste their money or just buy things that end up sitting in the back of your closet and until you want to clean them out and you end up throwing them away. You know, you want to be very intentional with the pieces that you buy. And I think something that a lot of guys don't realize, and this is like the key for guys' fashion, is that less is more. I think so many guys overthink fashion and it ends up looking terrible. Like they overthink how they should put their outfit together. You know, maybe you're the type of guy who's like, I'm interested in fashion. I try to experiment with my clothes, but I just don't really know if I'm doing it right. A lot of times, those types of guys are overthinking what they need to wear, and really, less is more. Less is more is the motto that should be going throughout your head the next time you go shopping or you're buying things online. You know, you don't have to have all of these crazy prints and logos and whatnot to be considered fashionable. A lot of times it's just about, you know, layering or the types of fit of things, colors that really complement your skin tone, things like that, that are going to make you look very put together. All right, so I had a little bit of fun with this. My sister and I, actually, before I started recording this episode, we were going through her Instagram and guys that she was following. My sister goes to a traditional college, so we were just going through some guys that she follows from school and looking at their Instagram. First of all, I have to say this, and I'm trying to say this in like the nicest way possible, but why are most guys' Instagram feeds the most cringiest things ever? Now, I'm sure like if you look at my Instagram, it's probably cringy to you, or like there are things that you could make fun of on there. Sure, of course. I'm aware of that. But so many guys, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because in every single picture, they feel like they have to like throw up. I don't even know what it is. Is it a gang sign? I don't think so. But they just like point their fingers in weird directions, throw up a peace sign, whatever. And they just, I don't know. All of their pictures are so cringy. Or like if they're trying to be a little bit more artistic and serious, it just comes across as like very try hard. I don't know. Something I noticed when we were scrolling through her followers. But yeah, so we were going through seeing the people that she followed and kind of taking notes of like, okay, these are things that a lot of these guys are wearing and it's just not working. So I made a little bit of a list of things that I think guys need to get rid of in their closet, or we need to limit the use of them. Okay, so fellas, take notes. The first one, and this is like the absolute worst thing, is any type of moto pant. All right, moto jeans, joggers, things like that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please do a quick Google search, because guarantee you either have them or had them at one point. They are like the worst pants. Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, they're incredibly tight. Your legs need to breathe, okay? They don't look comfortable. The weird ridges on them and the random distress marks, the zippers, all of the added things, it's too much. It's too chaotic. So please, hard pass, let's get rid of them, okay? Next thing, so many guys we noticed were wearing khaki pants, like khaki colored pants. And whether they were like the long pants or shorts, I don't know what it is about these pants. I just feel like they are a go-to for most guys because they either don't know what else to wear. It's like jeans or khaki pants and maybe like some black slacks. That's it. I remember when I was in middle school and high school and so many guys would just wear khaki shorts, khaki colored cargos, things like that. And a lot of them would say that they liked wearing them because they were so comfortable or they felt like they went with everything. That's just not going to be a good enough excuse. Like, we need to diversify the types of pants that we have because a lot of times guys are pairing these khaki pants with literally everything and it looks ridiculous. I cannot tell you how much of an eyesore it is when a guy is wearing a darker colored top and these khaki colored pants and he thinks, and like white colored shoes, and he thinks that's a look. No, it doesn't go together. The colors, the everything doesn't match well. So I'm not going to say you should totally throw out your khaki pants, but I think we need to limit the use of them because it's too much. The next thing are athletic graphic tees. Now, these are I'm talking about very specific athletic graphic tees because if you go on Nike's website, nowadays they have like some decent graphic tees that are in this sort of like 80s Memphis art style. But I'm talking about the ones that have those heinous sayings on them. They say like the just do it, beast mode, I'm in charge, like those stupid sayings. I remember so many guys would wear these in middle school and high school, and they're just ridiculous. I mean, they scream, I am immature all over them. If you're still wearing them, please get rid of them. I don't care if you work out in them, if you just wear them to lounge around, please get rid of them, okay? They're not it anymore. You can upgrade them for something else, all right? Next thing, I personally have never been a fan of wide brim hats. I know a lot of guys like to wear them. I personally don't like them. And I feel like, in my opinion, no guy can pull them off. I feel like you just look goofy in them. Like they're very try hard. Like you want to be this wanderlust festival going guy. I don't know. I've never been a fan of them. I feel like there are so many other flattering hats out there. This one is just so aggressive. Like, I don't know if it's because the brim is so wide or what, but like, I guess with girls at least, if you wear a wide brim hat, you at least have your hair to kind of blend things. But like, I feel like it's so aggressive. Most guys don't have super long hair. And so when you have this wide brim hat and then absolutely nothing but your face, it's just like, whoa, too much. You don't have anything else to frame your face but this wide brim hat. You know what I mean? So let's maybe explore other hat options if you're a hat type of guy. The next one should be an obvious no, but apparently, I was talking to my sister, apparently a lot of guys are still wearing thong flip-flops. What's up with that? We need to stop. I get it. It's summertime. You know, your feet get hot, whatever. You want to air them out. Slides are okay. I feel like there are some good slides out there that aren't like too bad. And according to my sister, she thinks you should wear socks with your slides because nobody wants to see your toes. But yeah, no flip-flops, please. No flip-flops. This next one isn't really fashion related, but it goes along with the rest of your outfit, is hair. We need to have a conversation with some guys about hair because, oh my God, just being on TikTok and like, obviously, you know, my For You page, I don't know all these people, just some random people will pop up. And the guys that pop up with this ridiculous, I don't even know what you call it. To me, it looks like a rat's nest haircut where everything is very short on the sides and in the back, but it is so fluffy in the front. Oh my God, it looks so bad. I know there are some girls out there who might think that's a good look, but here's the thing that I get so angry about is guys who style their hair a certain way. They put a lot of product in their hair when they don't need to be doing that. Like, guys who don't have naturally curly or wavy hair trying to do that, like, weird fluffy scrunchy thing in the front when their hair has no curl to it at all. Your hair just ends up looking very messy and ratty, and I think there's a ton of other hairstyles that you can be exploring that are just gonna look so much better for you. So I really hope that that trend of hairstyle dies off, because I'm not a fan of it. If you've got curly hair, even like wavier hair, I feel like you can pull the look off a little bit better. Just, I don't know. Some people are so aggressive with it, and it looks like you have like a pom-pom the front of your head. So yeah, like honestly, less is more when it comes to the hair too. I feel like some guys, you know, all you need is a buzz cut and you look so much better, just in my opinion. So yeah, if you are styling your hair in a certain way and your hair is not naturally curly, stop trying to make it curly, okay? Just stop. Or like, I don't know, if guys are going out and getting perms in order for them to pull off this look, don't do it. Embrace your natural hair, please. There are so many hairstyles out there. Find one that works with your natural hair. Don't force your hair to do something that it's not, because it doesn't look good, okay? And I'm not trying to, like, be super mean and sound super righteous with the hair and everything, because I know I have bad hair days sometimes. I'm still trying to figure out how to best style my hair, but some of you guys, really, like, I remember back in the early days of when I was in middle school, maybe end of elementary school, and Justin Bieber was so young and like getting really, really famous, and every guy was doing the swooshy haircut. Take that as a lesson. I think so many guys probably look back at that time who did the swooshy hair and it didn't work for them, and they look back and be like, yep, that was a mistake. I feel like in about 5 years, you're gonna look back at yourself and you're gonna see your pom-pom rat's nest looking hair and be like, yeah, that was a mistake. So seriously, less is more. Just because one guy's pulling it off doesn't mean it's gonna look good on you, okay? Moving on, the next one is glasses. Those clear acrylic framed glasses, I'm not a fan of those. I don't know. I don't mind the wireframe ones, but the clear acrylic ones, you kind of just look like you have lab goggles on. So yeah, I have blue light glasses, and let me see. Wait, I actually don't know where they are. I don't know. They're somewhere in my room. Oh wait, they're right here. They kind of have like this clearer frame around them. Oh, sorry. I'm like hitting everything. They kind of have this clear frame around them, but they're very thin. I don't feel like they're super noticeable, but I've seen some guys who have these clear acrylic frames and they're so thick that, yeah, they look like you're wearing lab goggles. So let's stop with that, especially if they're not prescription glasses and you're just like wearing them out and about. I don't know. Not for me. Not for me. Next thing that we either need to get rid of or limit is acid wash jeans. I've never been a fan of these, and I get it, the whole vintage 80s moment, okay? But some guys, if you're wearing like skinny, skin tight acid wash jeans with the zippers and the everything else, no, it's time to move on. Like, less is more. Just get a pair of like just mid-tone dark wash jeans and that's it. That's fine. Okay. Next thing is the calf high white socks. I remember in my days of middle school and high school, every guy had those Nike white socks. I don't know if they're called calf high socks or whatever, but they would pull them up to about their mid calf and wear them with every sneaker. I know girls who do that too, but like, guys, please just let's move on, okay? Honestly, wearing ankle socks or like normal length socks, totally fine, okay? I feel like having your socks that high up especially if you're wearing something like shorts where all of the sock is going to be exposed, it just looks so weird. I don't know how to describe it. It looks so weird. We're not in the basketball court. We're not, yeah, let's just stop doing that. Next one, Henley shirts. I don't know what it is about these shirts. I think it's the neckline with like the weird buttons. We need to stop. Limit wearing these shirts. I know so many guys, this is their go-to shirt. If you're not wearing a button down, if you're not wearing a plaid shirt, if you're not wearing a polo shirt, you're wearing a Henley. And we need to limit the use of these. We need to find other shirt cuts because it's just too much. We've been giving the Henley shirts way too much attention, and it's time we move on and diversify. Also, flannels. I don't have a problem with a flannel, but let's limit the use of them, because some guys, that's all they wear are flannels. And I feel like there's a good way to style flannels, and just wearing it over a t-shirt, like a graphic t-shirt of some sort, or like, let's say it's a sports team t-shirt. It's just, we need to do a little bit more, okay? So those are all of my complaints. I'm done pointing out specific things and complaining, okay? Now I want to offer some helpful tips. I'm not just here to complain. So I was thinking in my head, where are some good places that guys could shop? Maybe they haven't heard of these places, or maybe they haven't tried them out. What are some good go-to places for guys to shop that aren't super expensive, but they can get those great staple pieces that's going to help define their style? So the first one of my favorite places that I think, if you're a guy and you shop here, props to you. 10 out of 10, great job. The store Oak and Fort. Oak like the tree, fort like you build a fort, okay? This place has just the blueprint for just guys' fashion. Like, if you don't know what to wear, if you don't know how to dress, just go to the store, because they have all the basics you need. I feel like you can't go wrong with the clothes in the store. Now, here's the thing that I think is really sweet. Oak and Fort carries men and women's clothes. So, like, how cute would it be if you and your boyfriend, or you and your girlfriend, both shopped at this store? I mean, you're not going to be like twinning, but I think you will look like such a coordinated couple, because you guys can both shop there. It's a one-stop shop for all of your couple fashion, okay? But yeah, seriously, this store is so great because I feel like they have a lot of good basic pieces. The color palette is pretty neutral, so you're going to get a lot of tans, maybe some olive colors, blacks, browns, grays. I feel like they have so many good core pieces that are going to last a while. They're pretty reasonably priced, and they have a good sale section for girls and guys stuff. They always have a ton of stuff on sale. You can buy them online. They do have a store in New York that I've been to. They might have some others in other cities. I think they're based in Canada. So if you live in Canada, you can probably go to their stores. But yeah, they have so many good basic pieces that I feel like it's easy to build an outfit there that you can't go wrong with, okay? So honestly, the whole less is more approach is perfect for Oak and Fort. Next one is COS, or COS. I don't know how you say it, but the letters COS. Same thing, you can get your women's clothes and men's clothes there, and they have a wide variety of those core products that, like I've been saying, can be the staples of your wardrobe. If you're really trying to start from scratch and just get a good foundation for your closet, COS is going to have a ton of great pieces. I was just browsing through there, and yeah, I feel like they have a lot of good staples that, like, you don't need the crazy prints, you don't need the crazy colors or whatever. The thing with guys' clothes is I feel like layering is key. Layering is so important for having a good outfit. And so you can start off there with like the simple t-shirt, or I don't know, button-down shirt, and then they're going to have some jackets or shirt jackets that you can layer over top. They're going to have lots of good pants, variety of jeans, I don't know, other color pants. You can't go wrong with them. The next place is ASOS. I feel like, same thing, you know, you can get your girls' clothes and guys' clothes there. I feel like ASOS just has a wide variety of clothes. And from what I've seen, they have a variety of styles. So with like Okafor and COS, COS, that you might not find those defining pieces for your particular style. Like, let's say you really like street style and Okafor is just a little too basic for you. You can get the basics at Okafor, but then if you want those cool statement pieces, you can get them at ASOS. And ASOS, I feel like, just can cater to any guy's style, and they're not too expensive, and yeah, they have a wide range of things. Next is Uniqlo. I feel like they have a lot of good pieces for spring and summertime. I feel like it might be easier for guys to dress for fall and winter seasons because, you know, it's easier to layer and, I don't know, I feel like it's just easier to look more put together when you put a sweater on and some pants, whatever. But I find that a lot of people struggle to find good spring and summer clothes because it's like, what the heck do I wear? Shorts and a t-shirt? I want to look a little bit more put together. And Uniqlo has a lot of great pieces that are linen, so they're light and they're breathable fabrics. They have just a lot of good colorful pieces if you like to add a pop of color to your outfit. They're not too expensive. Yeah, so I would check out Uniqlo. Next one is Olive menswear. They have women's wear stuff too. I feel like they're a little bit more expensive than some of the other places, but they also have a ton of great core pieces that I feel like appeal to every different style. The next one is Arket. I think I'm saying that right. A-R-K-E-T, menswear. I feel like this is geared more towards the preppier guys. They have a lot of really nice zipped polos. So let's say you like a good polo top. Try a cotton, or I'm sorry, not cotton. Try a knit zipped polo. Oh my gosh. The ones that they have on this website are so nice. And I feel like you wear this and a pair of medium wash jeans, maybe a pair of Converse or just like casual sneakers, something like that, you're gonna look pretty put together. But yeah, they have a lot of like bright colors. So if you are that preppy guy and you like to have your bright colors, your pastels, you'll find some good pieces there. They also have classic things like just regular striped shirts. So it's a great place. And the quality, I'm sure, is really nice too. Zara does have a men's section, and I feel like for them, I would mostly stick with just like timeless pieces there, like more basic pieces, because when I've gone into Zara and browsed through their men's section and even just looked online at their men's section, they have a lot of very bold pieces. And like I've been saying, the whole less is more approach is going to be better for having like well-rounded, good style that you can't really mess up. I feel like a lot of Zara's pieces that have these crazy prints and patterns on them are only good for like one season. And when you're buying clothes, you want to find these pieces that you can wear multiple occasions and find new ways to style them. And I feel like you're more limited when you have those outlandish, crazy patterns. So yeah, just be aware of that. That if you're wanting to buy like a sweater vest that has all of these, you know, crazy designs on it, just be like, can I get multiple uses out of this? Is this really gonna be worth it? Does this really fit into my personal style? And if it does, great. But just, you know, be aware of that. You don't want to buy a bunch of things that you're only gonna get one use out of, because then you're going to look in your closet and be like, I have nothing to wear. And then lastly, Mango. Mango's men's section, I feel like they have a lot of good pieces too. If you are the guy who likes to have a fun, funky pattern shirt, I feel like they have some good ones that are like pretty tame. They're pretty neutral. The colors aren't too outlandish. The prints aren't super aggressive. And yeah, I feel like they have a nice selection of also just like basic timeless pieces. So some tips for shopping at these different guy stores. Like I've been saying, less is more. And, you know, if you like to incorporate color into your outfits, I feel like coordinating colors into your outfits is key for looking very put together. So let's say, you know, you have a sweater that has a pop of red on it. Maybe you have a pair of sneakers that have a little bit of red in it. You could coordinate that. Okay, so those are like your more statement pieces. And then you want to tone things down by wearing a more neutral colored pant, or a pant that doesn't have like any crazy pattern on them. Maybe you're wearing a pair of like straight leg cargos or jeans or something like that, that are very neutral. So it kind of balances it out. You want the eye to not get too distracted. You know, your eye or someone's eye is going to be attracted to the pop of red in your sweater, and then they're also going to see the pop of red in your shoe. But it's balanced out because you don't have any other crazy colors and prints overpowering those little pops of color. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like finding ways to coordinate colors or coordinate prints or things like that is good, because I know there are guys out there who like to have those funky patterns and prints, and that's great, but I think mixing aggressive patterns, like let's say you have designer clothes and you have something like a bag, like a belt bag that is Gucci monogram print, okay, and then you have pants that are like a bandana paisley pattern. Do not mix those two things together. Way too much. That's an eyesore. All right. You really, you know, you want to find that one piece that is your statement piece, that has those bright colors or that really bold print. And you want to work around that. I've said this in previous episodes when I'm talking particularly about women's style, is you want to have that hero piece and then work around that. And you don't want your other pieces in your outfit to overpower or outshine the hero piece. You don't want people to be distracted when they're looking at your outfit, okay? And I said this earlier in the episode that layering is key. I feel like when you look at a lot of these websites, the male models, they're mostly dressed in layers, and you know, they will just be wearing solid colored tops or pants or, you know, button downs or whatever, and they're layering them, and the layering adds dimension. It makes the outfit more exciting and interesting. I feel like looking at the way that the models are dressed on the website can be very helpful and give you some inspiration for how to style your outfits. Like, look at how they're pairing things together and see if in your closet you have similar things that you can layer in the same way that they're doing, or, you know, they're wearing these particular colors together and you can do the same thing with what you have in your closet. Also, I feel like it's helpful to look at Instagram and also Pinterest. I know a lot of guys don't really use Pinterest, and it's kind of limited to, I feel like if you look up guys' fashion on Pinterest, all you're gonna see is like the entrepreneur businessman guy style. And if that's not your style, you know, it's gonna be hard to find the inspiration that you need. But I feel like there's a few really good accounts on Instagram, and that can be a very helpful place is finding guys who dress in a certain way that you aspire towards, because I'm sure they're out there, okay? The first one that I found to be pretty helpful is Simon Dekker. I feel like he has pretty good style, and his outfits can be used as good outfit inspo. The next one is Soul Seeker Concept. I feel like they basically just post a bunch of other guys' accounts, like guys who are interested in like fashion and lifestyle, those influencers. They will just repost their outfits on there. And I feel like this is really good if you're interested in street style. You'll find a lot of inspiration there. Another one is Clayton Hendricks. I think that's how you say his last name. He has good style. I feel like his style kind of merges street style and that sort of like entrepreneur style, also a little bit of like the indie style. I feel like he is pretty put together, and is good for those categories. Another one is Marcus Milioni. I think that's how you say his last name. But yeah, I will link all of these accounts and all of the websites that I mentioned, like all the brands, so you guys can check them out. But you know, I feel like looking at other people for inspiration and really just being honest with yourself, like just because one guy looks good in that outfit, you need to be honest with yourself and be like, okay, but like, is that my personality? Is that something I could see myself wearing? You don't want to try too hard. You don't want to overthink it. Even if you have to be minimal with like a white t-shirt, layering like a bowling cut shirt over top, and some shorts or some denim. You know, you really don't have to overthink it, like I've been saying. Hopefully gave you guys some helpful tips. Did not want to come on here and sound like I was roasting everybody and hating on guy style. A lot of times, style and fashion can be complicated. It's a learning curve or a learning process. And it's a lifelong thing that is going to be evolving and changing. And I just want to try and help out the guys and just offer you guys some advice. But I love you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.